Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan. Even if you're enjoying the bounty of the growing season, it's not too early to look ahead to the cold months when your garden goes barren and the farmers' markets close up shop. One way to ensure you'll have tasty vegetables all through the year is by pickling them.
Well, pickling is canning, but pickling is in reference to adding a salty, high acidic brine to the food.
It's Amy Jeanroy. She's a freelance writer and farmer living in Nebraska. I spoke with her about all things pickling.
The basic process would be, first of all, choose really fresh foods that you're going to pickle. That's probably one of the most important parts. If you buy stuff right from the grocery store, you may not know how old it is, and it could look great, but by the time it's the end product, it would be soft. So choose really fresh stuff, and then you mix your brine solution, and that's either sweet or salty or dilly. Then you pack your jars that are already sterilized with your vegetables and do that pretty tightly and pour the brine over them, cap them, and put them in the hot water bath, which is just boiling them with hot water so that it helps seal the jars. And then you let them sit, usually, before you eat them.
Talk about the sterilization process that you go through to get your jars ready for pickling.
It's really important to make sure there's no residual food left over if you're reusing your canning jars, which most of us do. The lids are never reused, but the bands are, so you have to buy new lids every year. But they are brand new, and they only take heating up in some simmering water to sterilize them. What you're doing is trying to cut down on the bad bacteria that might be in the jar before you start your process. And you can do that with hot soapy water in your sink, and really hot. And then when you rinse them in hot water, leave them upside down to wait and be ready for you to fill with product. Or you can use the dishwasher and run them through the dishwasher with no other dishes and leave them in there nice and hot and ready to go. And then when you're ready to fill them, you can pull them right hot out of the dishwasher.
The brine is where you can get creative with flavor. What foods do you like to pickle in sweet, dilly, and then salty solutions?
For sweet, everybody knows about pickles, obviously. You know, bread and butter pickles are what we refer to as a sweet pickle. And you can definitely do other vegetables in a sweet solution. Some fruits go into a sweet solution, and you can kind of experiment and get some ideas of things that would taste good. Chutneys tend to have a bit of a sweetness to them. For dilly things, that would be more of the vegetables like carrots and asparagus and that type thing, and they pretty much have a very delicate flavor. And then if you want to just plain salty, you could do things like all of your onions and those types, kind of stronger flavored vegetables. I know that green peppers are something that a lot of people like to have kind of salty, cauliflower, broccoli, that type thing.
Well, what's your favorite thing to pickle then?
Well, my favorite thing is kind of funny. I was thinking about this. My favorite thing to pickle is zucchini. And the reason that I like it the best is because you always have tons of zucchini. And you never always have enough cucumbers. So I end up making pickles out of my zucchini. And once it's sliced and pickled in the jar, it looks just the same. And it tastes really, really delicious. Now, I like it as a sweet relish also. And that turns out really, really tasty. Any sweet relish recipe that you have, you can use zucchini for that. And it's really tasty. I also like delicate things like asparagus, green beans, that type thing. It just kind of breaks up the monotony of always having them served the same way.
Talk about your pickling experiments. What are some of the weirder things that you've tried to pickle?
When I started kind of doing a lot of experimenting, I ended up doing a great big jar of assorted vegetables from my garden, and it was really kind of strange. I was putting things in there that really shouldn't have been pickled. I was trying greens and that type thing and a lot of wild weeds and that type. But over the years, I've been able to narrow it down to things that actually do work.
What do you suppose it is about greens that makes them difficult to pickle?
I think they're able to be done, but there's a higher rate of them failing because you're laying them on top of one another and they're kind of compacting down and you can end up getting trapped air bubbles in there, trap moisture, areas that the brining solution hasn't been able to cover the entire green, and it just kind of makes a mess unless you're really, really careful.
In researching pickling and canning, I found that people often pickle animal products like tongue. Have you ever pickled anything like this?
I have not. Now, I do have two tongues in the freezer that my husband really wants me to pickle. But frankly, I think it's the preparation more so than the actual pickling, because you have to do all kinds of really hands-on things like peeling the skin off and whatnot. It's just too much for me to think about. I can't handle it right now, but eventually I will. I will. And I've tasted it, and it is very tasty. It's just like any other pickled product that you would imagine. It has that tart, nice, pickled flavor to it. It is really nice, and the consistency is still firm enough that it's very pleasant to eat, but I've only had the finished product. I've never done it myself.
Well, okay, so let's go back to vegetables then. When, during the growing season, do you pickle foods from your garden?
I pickle things as they become ready. My first thing is generally asparagus in the early spring. Right now, Egyptian walking onions. You've had the little cocktail onions, or at least you've seen the little cocktail onions. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much the same idea. And I use my favorite pickling brine, and they work beautifully. And then the kids don't really like them as well because they're kind of strong flavored, but my husband and I really love them. So I try to pickle as many of those as I can. You get the ebb and the flow, of course, of the yearly growth of everything. And there's times of the year that I have tons of tomatoes and times that I have, tons of other things all at once. But in the dead of winter, when you're eating just from the pantry, it gets a little bit boring. So I like to include pickled things just because it brings kind of a bright, crisp flavor to the same thing you're eating over and over again.
On Earth Eats, we've pickled green beans and peppers. Can you tell me how you would use these two foods in your dishes?
Definitely as a condiment, especially the dill beans. I really enjoy those a lot. My family loves to eat those. And using the peppers, however, I would probably put them in a pasta salad, a cold pasta salad, more so than having them on the side of the plate. They're kind of intense just to eat, an entire slice of a pickled pepper. But they're delicious in any kind of sandwich spread that you need to kind of wake up, a cold salad, potato-based, egg-based, all of those. It really adds a great flavor. Pickled garlic is the same. You just use a little bit, and it really wakes up a dish. Something that's kind of unusual when you pickle garlic is that it tends to turn bright, bright blue because you're pickling a raw piece of garlic and you're not cooking it. So the sulfur compounds in the garlic react with the copper that's in the vinegar, or for some people it's in their water, and it turns it blue, which is kind of fun and shocking. It fades eventually, but it's really fun, kind of a conversational thing to whip out a jar of pickled garlic that's all blue.
And for folks out there who are interested in getting into pickling, what advice would you have for them?
Give it a trial run. Look for all of your ingredients and all of your utensils and whatnot. Lay them out as if you are actually going to be doing your canning, and kind of pretend that you're going to do it to make sure you're not missing something, because once you're in the process, you really need to get it done fairly quickly. Start with a recipe from a book that a lot of people recommend. Try something tried and true. Get your feet under you, get familiar with the process, and then go out and try new things. So I would love to see more people get out there and try canning and pickling, because it's really not difficult, and it really expands your food pantry and cuts down on your grocery costs, especially in the time of year where you don't have all that fresh stuff.
Amy Jean Roy is a food blogger for Earth Eats. You can read her posts on our website. While you're there, check out our pickling recipes and photos of the green beans and peppers we've pickled. It's all at eartheats.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Annie Corrigan.